just 3 months before the 20th annual Lotus World Music and Arts Festival casts its spell on the city of Bloomington, we revisit a musical selection born of last year's event. The 2012 Lotus Festival was dedicated to Sophia Travis in recognition of the catalytic role she played in connecting local music with world music. Monroe County Councilwoman from 2004 to 2008, Sophia was the Democratic nominee for that position again in September 2012, when this story about a song and its namesake begins. It was the eve of the Lotus Festival, a time when it seems like everyone's outside, setting up tents in the streets and waiting to welcome musicians and music lovers from all over the world to the four-day celebration. An anticipatory, magical time. Bloomington musician Steve Paulette was one of the many gearing up for the festival, where he would be performing on stage with one of the guest artists.
I was lucky enough to be in Karen Tweed's performance.
British accordionist Karen Tweed would be performing Saturday night with her group May Monday. She was flying in for the festival at the behest of her friend and fellow accordionist, Sophia Travis.
She was here because Sophia asked her to come and got Lee to cut her a set.
Evidently, being a friend of Sophia, known to some as the Velvet Steamroller, was handy when it came to persuading Lotus director Lee Williams to book your act. So that's how Karen found herself en route to the States one day last September.
And as she was coming here from England, she learned that her friend, who she was going to visit, had died.
Musician and civic leader Sophia Travis died of an undiagnosed heart condition a few weeks shy of her 47th birthday on September 19th, 2012. A Bloomington resident since 1984, Sophia left behind a husband, a son, a mother and a father, and a whole community full of those she'd become close to through music and public service.
Yes, she had all the fingers on both hands in something. Bless her heart.
Having received the terrible news, accordionist Karen Tweed was processing her grief in a uniquely musical way.
She's at Logan Airport in Boston. She's going to climb on a plane to Indianapolis. Waiting for the plane, a tune appears in her head and repeats over and over and over. It's not one she has heard before, and she believes it sounds very much like Sophia.
Things were happening fast.
So this is Friday.
Sophia died.
Wednesday night.
Lotus Festival begins on a Thursday.
Karen's set is Saturday.
Karen had just over a day to get ready.
And she sketches it out, brings it with her, shows it to her sometime musical partner, Timo Alakatia, who she's going to perform with, and they put together an arrangement. And in the middle of their Lotus set, where they've already got the audience hanging on to their hankies and in the palm of their hands, she says, I'm going to play this tune I have never performed before called Sophia Travis. I mean, the room was quiet already, but you could hear everyone's heartbeat because no one had any idea this was going to happen.
Sophia was pretty well known among the Lotus audience.
Pretty well known, yes. That's a very safe statement, yeah.
With all of the music from Lotus Weekend swirling around in his head, Steve forgot the notes to Karen's tune for Sophia, but didn't forget the way it made him feel. So he found himself emailing Karen to beg,
send me the sheet music, send me a recording. Because otherwise the tune would just fade from our memories here. There's nothing left of it. Well, while I'm about to write my little letter to my partner, Cindy comes trotting up the stairs and hands me the sheet music.
Where had it come from?
Karen had given it to the sound man for the set, who had given it to Lee, who gave it to Cindy, who gave it to me.
Small world.
That's a small world.
Steve wanted to turn the complex piece into a simpler tune that could be sung by the average church choir. Choral director Mary Getzey came up with a four-part arrangement. But turning Karen Tweed's elusive melody into a singable folk song would also involve lyrics. How was Steve going to write lyrics to a song for Sophia when he hadn't actually known Sophia? He was going to have to rely on his vicarious experience.
It began for me on the morning after she died, when I got news that she had passed away. And then I spent the rest of the day watching people around town in various meetings, gas stations, lumber yards, choir rehearsals. And everywhere I went, somebody got the news. And every one of those people reacted with shock and lost love and longing. And by the end of the day, I was just saturated with the emotion of the event.
So you incorporated those expressions of grief and longing?
Yes. My text is a series of questions about where has Sophia gone? Why is she gone and why are we here? What is the nature of our lives? What is the nature of death? We see her face, hear her voice, reflections in our lives that hold her memory and sharing. Are we of clear light or stardust? Is our home here or some distant place? And if the God took our hand, would we look into her face and see our sister, our daughter, or our mother as a little girl?
Sue Swainy directed the choir of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Bloomington, in which Steve sings, in a performance of Sophia at their 2013 Memorial Day service. Sophia Travis made a difference in the community through her work on the Monroe County Council, of which she was president in 2006, through the Monroe County Commission on the Status of Women, which she founded, and on behalf of such organizations as Mother Hubbard's Cupboard. But above all, Sophia enriched the community and connected with it through music. A classically trained harpsichordist, Sophia took her keyboard prowess in several different directions when she inherited her Finnish grandfather's accordion. In addition to turns with Hoosier Squeeze and the Latin American Musical Ensemble, she indulged her love of tango by organizing the annual event Tango and Beyond, a benefit for the Monroe County Youth Services Bureau. Over the years, Sophia also played in numerous local, regional, and nationally touring rock bands, including a 1995 tour supporting Michelle Schacht, a performance with the Mary Janes at the 1998 Lilith Fair, and frequent performances with the bands Lola, Mitten, and the Vulgar Boatmen. Sophia recorded two collections of her own original music. Here's the song Picnic from her 2006 record, Music for Picnics.
How you go and go? Why you do it, no one knows. I think it's blind ambition, dear. You're rousing suspicion here. You waltz down the street with your heart upon your sleeve. When you're in town looking for what you need, why don't you put on your party dress? It's the latest
An original song performed by Sophia Travis. You can listen to and download more of Sophia's recordings at musicalfamilytree.com.